Coach Q joins us in just a second. We play the Who for Coach Q, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Hey, Pete, I got a minute here. Come in quickly and let's fight it out about the football pool.
Oh, I see Coach calling in right now.
We'll give him a chance to catch his breath and dance to the Who. Is Pete with us or did he leave? Did Pete quit?
He's the one who's answering the Coach Q question or call.
All right, cancel that order, Pete.
Just stretch the cord. Stretch the cord into the studio like we're eighth graders.
We'll come back. We'll come back and tell you who won the first week of the football pool. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Congratulations on a nice start.
Decent start. Had a couple of tough second periods there in back to back games, and I liked how we responded last game. I thought it was one of our better games, start to finish, playing the right way. And that everybody, you know, contributed. And I thought the consistency was something we're looking to get, and I think hopefully that can continue, because that was a real nice game across the board. And Crow's been back, and he's had three great games, and that's a great sign.
You know, else I was very happy to see is Sauter coming around with a goal and an empty netter. That's two goals, kids, for you scoring at home, because it's been a while.
Yeah, and it was good to see him play that way, too. I thought the game prior to that wasn't many great performances that night, but I thought he looked like he trended out of that game and really kept going last game, and played with Artie and Kaner and got some life, scored a nice power play goal. I thought he did some good things, had the puck way more, had way more speed to his game, and you know, he plays like that. It really helps our team game.
By the way, that's Brandon Sod. I said Sauter because I'm cool like that. Yes. Okay, Dan.
Yeah,
we
I
got
like
it.
That. I like that. Yeah. Everybody knows you're talking about.
Joel, how do you flip the script from a game like Sunday to a game like you played on Tuesday in 48 hours to have that dramatic a difference?
Well, I thought in both games, I thought our first and third periods are pretty solid, and I think we wanted to make sure that, and we got off to a good start in that game, and we just wanted to talk a little bit about what we didn't do well in that second period. And I thought puck management had the puck way more. I thought, you know, we had shorter shifts when you do have the puck. I thought we checked better. We did give up some penalties in that period. You know, they had some good opportunities. I think the key is that when you're having momentum go against you, you got to find a way to stabilize it. And I thought we did that in a couple of big shifts after what they did to us. And I thought that even though that they can't move, it's a 1-1 hockey game after 40 minutes, I still thought, you know, we did some good things in that period. And basically, we're playing the right way and then had another solid third period. So it was I think more so what we don't do in a second or give the other team credit for what they did. But I think that everybody's going to get momentum in the course of a game or have stretches where they're in control and try to find a way to stabilize it and get back to, you know, having the puck and playing your game.
Coach, you're seeing at the beginning of the season, you saw your big stars, your Taves, your Kane, even DeBrinket, and then we're seeing Sod to this week. But Erik Gustafsson has to come to mind as well as a player who is bringing much needed energy and excitement to the team when some of those other players aren't having the the spectacular games that we're used to having.
Well, I thought Gus has had a good game almost each and every night as far as defense. His defense has improved. Offensively, he's always been talented in that area. I think he's confident more so, be it involved with the rush. His patience level of making some nice plays, like we saw to Kaner the other day, was high-end. Has that ability, but he's really a confident guy with the puck, and I think we want more involvement with our defense, and I thought that last game was our best game across the board with our D being involved, and Gus can lead the charge in that regard for our team, and you know, he's getting some power play time, and overall I think he's improved his overall game. Still a young defenseman, and I think you know, he's made a big step right now, and you know, we're hoping that he can continue on, because you know, the teams that have the puck a lot more or the teams that are having success, and not just in the offensive zone, but coming out of your own end, a lot of times he's leading that charge back there and makes a lot of direct exits as well, which we want.
You know, I'm thinking about bringing back your nickname, the Line King. I think your line, your shifts, your balance in the lines, very, very impressive. It's no wonder you're the second winningest coach in NHL history, because you are the Line King.
Oh, you're getting out of control there.
All right, Dave, what else you got for our coach?
Well, Joel, you should know this, that the other morning we talked to DeBrinket, and Steve suggested to him that he needs to mix it up a little more on the ice and get into it with bigger guys. And then, you know, there he is with Josh Manson the other night. How'd you feel about that?
I think that the way it ended up was okay. But he's in the middle of it. But the one thing about the Cat, he's in the puck area for a little guy. Man, he finds a way to come up with pucks.
Scrappy.
Or at least and influence pucks. And he's got a tremendous stick. And, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, he plays hard. I don't think he's, you know, he's not a very physical guy. But, I mean, he doesn't avoid it. He goes to where you have to go to have success. And but he's a smart player. And I think he's one thing that he does his best is protects the puck in some tight areas and then finds a way to get it back as well. So he's, and he shows that he's competitive, and that's what we like in him.
I'll let you go on this, but one of the things that I think DeBrincat is doing to other teams is really getting in their head. Because you tell me, Coach, but you think back, and I know guys are different size now, but when you were playing, what would be more annoying than a little guy with that kind of puck talent?
Well, I think the game has changed where, every team's got smaller guys that a lot of times if you're smaller, there's got to be something that jumps out that makes you at least get to our level, and then all of a sudden to be a top guy, then you're doing something extremely special. And his strengths, he's got some quickness to his game. He's a hard-working type of kid. And those guys in the past were, you know, there wasn't many of them around, but now it seems like there's more guys, and the game is all about quickness and speed, and it's a puck possession game, and if you don't have those attributes, no matter what size you are, you're going to have a hard time playing. And so all of a sudden, you know, tonight we got Zuccarello, who's, you know, not a big guy, but he's a key guy for them. And those guys, they're special with the puck, and they do a lot of things that make their team's offenses go. And you know, I think in the past you'd like to hit those type of guys, but they're hard to hit anyways, and it's the game is not as physical as it used to be, and it's way more about quickness and having the puck.
Rangers are underperforming so far, but don't take him lightly, right?
They coming off a really good game the other night against Florida. And, you know, I think that they're playing a real good team game. We're talking about our game, but they're coming off a comparable game. I'm sure they're happy with the way they played. They're starting a road trip here tonight. We expect them to be playing well. I wouldn't underestimate this team at all, because they've got a lot of good things going for them the way they're playing. And they've got some team speed as well. And they play, you know, their gap's good. So it's a, you know, we got to be at our best tonight.
Last word, Dave.
I was just going to say another milestone. The other night, Taves played in his 800th game. Brent Seabrook in his 1,014th regular season game tonight. He'll pass Eric Nestorenko for third all-time behind Hull and Mikita in Blackhawks history. Stan number one and Bobby Hull number two. That's pretty good.
That's pretty
company.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
That's great company right there. That's as good as it gets right there. And Seabs has been here from the start. So it's a, you know, not too many players in today's game stay with one team and one organization. And, you know, whether you talk about Seabs, you talk about the pair with him and Dunks, and it's a very remarkable. And, you know, and he's been relatively healthy over the years and, you know, and plays through a lot of different type of things you're dealing with. And, you know, game in, game out gives us that predictability back there that we want. And so that's a good accomplishment, great accomplishment right here with two of the best of all time.
Coach, I took the hint. You know, the game today is about quickness and speed. That's why I'm not playing, because I've never been about quickness or speed.
Perfect.
But I will be there Sunday night watching you guys tear up Edmonton. We'll get it done first with the Rangers tonight.
All right. Thank you. Look forward to it.
Thank you, buddy.